On this day, 23rd March 1921, Rosslea's Night of Terror. Dublin Castle states, a general attack was made by Sinn Feiners and Loyalists in the Rosslea district of County Fermanagh last night. William Golden, Rathkeven, and Samuel Nixon, Tattymore, were shot dead. Three dwelling houses were burned down and other houses wrecked. Some arms were taken from a Loyalist. Our Nublis correspondent says things apparently went well at Rosslea since the burning of the Catholic houses, the Catholic population avoiding anything to cause further trouble. On St. Patrick's evening, a local Unionist farmer, having some hot words over recent events, drew his revolver and struck people on the heads with it. Monday night saw more disorder when armed raiders visited the house of Samuel Nixon, Tattymore, about 11 p.m. He is alleged to have been fired at through the window and slightly wounded, but the raiders entered and took him to the front, where he was shot dead in the presence of his wife. The latter, in an effort to save her husband, was shot and wounded in the hand, one of her fingers being completely severed. The deceased leaves a family of six. The house of William Gordon, a caretaker on the Springgrove estate, was then visited. Gordon was standing with his back to the fire when he was shot dead through a window. The house of a widow named Douglas of Accafeen was also visited, and a son, Joseph, taken out and fired at. He was wounded so seriously that Dr. Essa Darcy had him removed to Clonas Hospital. The work of burning was then entered upon, and the first house visited was that of Edward Nelson, Mullah Connolly, which was set on fire by the raiders. Nelson and his two sons escaped. Thomas Lester of Mullah Glass was next visited, and his house burned to ashes. Lester is a brother of George Lester, the Rosslea merchant, who was fired and wounded a month ago. Other burnings are reported. Specials had poured into Rosslea. Two young men named Toll and Boylan have been arrested. The country is being scarred by specials, and all the inhabitants of Rosslea have fled, fearing the complete wiping out of the town. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note, the dark days before partition marked by serious outbreaks of sectarian violence on the Fermanagh-Monaghan border, involving both the new Special Constabulary and the IRA. This report describes a series of IRA attacks on local B specials and reprisals by the USC in the Nationalist Village. Specials deployed. 30 Ulster specials having arrived from Newton Ards, a police station was reopened in the Bogside district of Derry yesterday. The Bogside is a Nationalist area.